I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
535-3776, 535-ESPN. We're calling this segment F COVID-19, F the coronavirus, okay? Because we got to punch back now.
Yeah.
We got to punch back.
Maybe it's ruined something for you.
Yeah, so how would you like to get it off your chest? How would you like to vent? We go to, let's go to Ian. Ian, you're on.
Hey, John. How y'all doing today?
What's up, man?
What's up, brother?
Unlike a lot of people, COVID-19 has not really affected my life. I still have a job to go to tomorrow. But what it's allowed us to do is it's really going to force the emphasis on people actually doing the little things. And not to mention the rise of esports is still sports still going on. If you didn't catch the NASCAR iRacing Series race on last Sunday, you'll catch it this Sunday because they're going to continue to do this. Because esports, there's a whole section of sports a lot of fans don't want to cover in this market. I try to do it. But this is a whole brand of sports that's now being brought to the forefront because now it's the only thing in town.
Mm-hmm. Well, so that's smart of you.
I do wish everyone to stay safe. Please follow your hygiene, the proper hygiene. Do what you got to do. Do right. But let's all try to take care of each other through this time, and be thankful for some of us who still have to go to work and still have to perform our job that we still have the ability to bring home a check. You know what I mean?
Amen.
Yep. Ian,
well said, Ian. Appreciate it. Blessing to still be able to go to work. There's no question about it. All of us that still can.
Yep. 535-3776, 535-ESPN. This is a chance to just get it off your chest, let off some steam. Let's go to Brianna. Brianna, you're on.
Hi. So my name is Brianna. I am with Memphis Escape Rooms here in Memphis. And we have a couple of cool options that we're doing from home. So until we reopen, we have some fun options for everyone that you can do from home. So we have our print and play. This is a new thing that we have just launched. So if you're stuck at home and there's no escaping your kids and you're trying to figure out how to entertain
them,
we have our print and play games that let you bring the mystery of fun and escape rooms to home. So all you'll need is a printer, scissors, and about 20 minutes of setup. Those are $10. So we have our first one out now, and we plan to release more later this week. And we also have our gift cards are 50% off right now with the promo code SUPPORTLOCAL. So just kind of some fun options to support local here in Memphis and have fun from home.
Absolutely. Thanks for the call, Brian.
And we need it. We need that diversion. From our children who are driving us crazy.
535-3776-535-ESPN. Let's go to Hank. Hank, you're on.
What's going on, Jason? John?
What up, brother?
I did my venting yesterday on the House and the Senate.
You got it done for us.
I just had a question for John with his WWE connections. Could he find out who's going to win the matches Friday night? I need something to bet on.
I do not have the connections to the WWE that would.
Is this a WrestleMania reference?
No,
it's. Or this coming?
It's a SmackDown. He said SmackDown.
This coming SmackDown. Okay, yeah. I'm SmackDown.
Yeah. So, Hank, I can't help you, unfortunately, man. You're on your own, but best of luck, man. Thanks for the call.
Man, betting on wrestling?
Yeah, you can. You can bet on wrestling.
Seemed like a risky enterprise right there.
Let's go to Don. Don, you're on.
Only thing it's really not affecting me that much. I'm still going to work and everything, but my daughter is a graduating junior. And you know, these custom dresses and these senior dues that we pay, and it's just haven't given us a definitive answer about graduation or prom. And, you know, she's really kind of in the dumps about that. I just wish the school board would make a decision. And, you know, I know it's not only me, it's other parents that have invested this money and we can't get a definite decision on if you're going to have prom and graduation or not. So that's the only thing that I'm kind of worried about.
No, but you're putting a face on it, and hopefully somebody from there is listening right now to you and realizing how important. I'm sure that, like you said, they're working on it, but it'd be nice to come to sort of some sort of solution or be able to get you something in terms of what you in terms of what the plan is. No, I feel completely with where you're at. Those seniors that don't get the last prom, you know, all those folks, and his was a graduating junior, so that it's ruined those plans. Absolutely, appreciate the call.
Yeah, let's go to Chris. Chris, you're on.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Oh, trying to hold it down. What's up, Chris?
Hey, brother. Just a little bit disappointed because of, from a basketball perspective, this would be, the shoe circle would be going on right now.
Yes, sir.
So you have a lot of kids who are looking to showcase their talents in front of coaches who don't get that opportunity. Now, of course, we know the 5-stars and the 4-stars, and they pretty much have scholarships.
Great point.
But you have a lot of kids who don't get a chance now to showcase their talents and get those scholarships, man. So that you can't get that back. Once it's over, it's over. So I hate that. Now I just hang up and listen. Thank you, guys.
No, well said. Because the 4s and the 5s, to your point, they're known for the most part right now.
Yep.
It's the guys that are going out and they do earn it. You see those, you know, Alex Lomax didn't have his first offer, although we knew they were going to come at some point until the Peach Jam.
It's true.
And that's what happens sometimes. It blows up for guys there, especially those 2-3 stars guys trying to make a name for themselves. So absolutely. Disappointing for those folks.
Let's go to Tony. Tony, you're on.
Hey, guys, how you doing? I'm one of the ones I have to work through the duration. So, you know, F COVID-19, but even more, F the stupid people out here that's not taking precautions. They're only thinking about themselves.
Yes, sir, Tony.
Yeah, and F, like, people like Clay Travis that gives out dumb, stupid information that'll end up getting people either killed or either looking at him like he's a stupid idiot like he was talking yesterday. Because the fact of the matter is that our government had plenty of chance to be prepared so we could minimize this thing so it'd be enough ventilators and all those type of things for people that's going to have to suffer now because of the stupid, idiot people that care more about the economy than they care about human life that's precious out here. So while everybody out here playing and coming to work sick and going around folks sick and want to go to the park and have a good time,
them folks gonna cost
I say
us.
Help all y'all. Mm.
Appreciate the call, Tony. Appreciate the call, man.
Let's go to David. David, you're on. David. Let's go to Rick.
Rick, we got you.
Yeah, this is Rick. I want to talk about the Tigers for a minute. Of course, we were all disappointed when we lost James Wiseman. But there was one piece of the puzzle that nobody ever talked about, and that was Rajon Tucker. Mm-hmm. He had committed out of Little Rock to Memphis. And I truly believe it was him being a senior. And, he averaged 28.5 points in the G League. I think Memphis might have had maybe a 25 or 26 win record this year.
It's certainly possible, Rick. It's certainly possible. I mean, yeah. We
said it when it didn't happen, when Rajon didn't come, how, man, this could really affect them. But man, were we right because of the guard. I don't think we went back and looked at it after the season. Maybe touched on a couple times. Oh, Rajon Tucker could help this team. But imagine having that kind of perimeter, you know, that kind of experience on the perimeter on this past team that you had.
Oh, it would have
particularly
made a huge
with
difference.
As inconsistent as the play out there was.
Very
would
true.
Have made an absolutely huge difference. And maybe you're probably a tournament team.
Yeah.
I would imagine.
Let's go to I believe Asa. Asa, you're on.
Yeah, man, what's going on, brother? How y'all doing, man?
Man, we good. Getting
trying
through
to get
it,
through it. What's up, brother?
Man, COVID-19, man, I ain't going to say if it, man. I just say y'all be careful, first of all. I got a couple things, y'all, man. Hey, man, first of all, the Wing Guru, man, it's serious. Since I didn't get to I had to check it out, man. You know, I'm down here near South Haven, man. And I got a chance to find say, man, that Triple J and that wing, man, it take you back to the crumpet days on Alton, bro.
Yes, sir. That's the truth.
I'm talking about them jumps so fast, man, so I appreciate y'all for that. Man, my other little jump, man, is, y'all talking about Netflix, man, that Madam C.J. Walker little jump they got going.
Yep.
People need to peep that out, yep. Man. That is pure black at its finest, man. No discount to anybody out there listening, man. But that's how you become successful in America, man. It'll bring tears to your eyes at the end, man. I appreciate y'all. And y'all stay safe out there, man.
You too, brother. Executive produced by LeBron. I was talking about it earlier this week.
Smart. Let's go to Dallas. Dallas, you're on.
Man, F COVID-19. F anybody that's pointing fingers and trying to make this all political. We're all in this together. But as far as my life goes, I'm getting out of 2 graduations and a senior prom.
Wow.
And senior play out of this deal. And I got 2 more coming behind that. So I ain't feeling like I'm missing nothing. But I want to talk about how a 5-game series at a neutral site in an empty gym against the Lakers benefits a full-strength Grizzly. And how soon can we get a bet down on that? I got to go, but I'll listen. Hey, thank you.
That'd be something. What are we going to play that?
535-3776-535 ESPN. Well, a neutral site.
What's a neutral site for LA, Memphis?
I don't know. Somewhere in Montana, the least affected places. Like wherever the least affected states in the United States.
You got to do it at Joe Exotic's old place in Oklahoma.
That seems like it's you're rife with coronavirus.
It might be.
You know, all that expired meat. You know, they probably got that junk from the wet market in Wuhan. You know? That's what we're trying to avoid. We're trying to keep people away from it.
Well, so
I'm not
right.
Sure. I'm not sure, Jason. If that is the best place to do it. 535-3776-535 ESPN. We're doing an F COVID-19 segment, just giving you an opportunity to vent and get it off your chest. Our man Eric tweeted in that, you know, he had just gotten his promotion at Gold Strike before this stuff hit. And listen, like, that's the thing about this that has got to be infuriating for so many people is that we felt like, you know, if you were getting ahead in your business, if you're getting ahead in your job, and then this stuff comes.
Right.
I mean, all casinos in the United States are closed, dude. This is crazy. Like, you cannot go to a casino in America right now.
I mean,
we can't even gamble.
You're just going to start the higher paying job, and this comes down. So I feel you completely on the F COVID-19. With that one, Eric. Yeah, just started the new job promotion at Gold Strike. Doesn't get to do it because it's closed. Yeah, man. F COVID-19. I feel you on that one.
Let's go to David. David, you're on.
Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
Good morning, y'all.
Good
afternoon, how y'all doing?
How are you?
Oh, man, I'm one of the ones out here working today myself. Do a lot of driving. Nice. COVID-19's kind of got my family thinking the same way with everybody else. I am definitely one of the few that has a job. Speaking as a technician, I'm a tech for a pretty well-known internet provider. Only thing I can really say, man, people that we have to go to your homes, be understanding of what we're, you know, having to ask y'all before we try and come in and service.
Yeah, I guess it's real easy for customers to get offended if you guys ask that question, but you guys are just trying to be safe, right?
We gotta ask them questions.
I understand.
And, you know, we got to try and protect ourselves, make sure we can go home to our families at night. So, you know, big thing is I understand everyone's scared, everyone's afraid, but, you know, we're out here trying to do a service to our community too. So a lot of us out here, you know, feel like we are kind of risking our health, our safety by just coming out here and making sure everyone else is able to keep working. I have so many people working from home.
That's right.
We're trying to make sure they're, you know, trying to stay entertained, make sure their TVs are running, everything like that, man. So I appreciate the talking, man. I had to get that off my chest. It's been a hard last couple of weeks for everybody out here working at OT like we do. So,
man, I understand. I understand and appreciate you, brother, doing the work.
Hey, it's going
to
get better.
Because that's got to be tough to ask, right? Because you think, you know, hey, I'm not looking at you in a suspect manner. I need to ask for our safety.
Well, it's your safety, too.
It's your safety.
It's everybody's.
It's everybody's safety. So I appreciate him bringing that to the table because I hadn't thought. Again, I've got a service coming out tomorrow for my hot water heaters, which is one of them's busted. And I'm sure, thinking about it now, that gentleman's probably going to say, hey, man, before I come in here, anybody sick? And the key for me is going to be not being offended by that or thinking he doesn't want to do the job or suspects, you know. It's safety at this point. And so I get that, and I appreciate him bringing that. Let's all take that into account.
Yep.
They're just trying to be safe for themselves as well.
Let's go to Eric. Eric, you're on.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, brother?
I guess I have a problem with warehouse workers, non-essential warehouse workers still having to go to work, and their family members are at home, you know, being safe. But then when you get home from work, you're, you know, having the opportunity to affect them. But then office workers that work in the same warehouse as you work
with individual offices get to work from home.
Wow.
Even though they don't come in contact with other people. And I do have a problem with that, Mayor Strickland. Thank you.
That's tough. And I heard the mayor this morning on with Jeff Calkins, and that's, you know, all of these. He said he wouldn't, you know, he wouldn't fight on some of these essential, non-essentials. Even he realizes, you know, you got some tough calls on some of these, and maybe where they're at is, you know, they're going to have to adjust at some point. But I'm not going to lie to you, man. If the office workers are gone, right? Now, number one, if that's the only means that you got to bring in a dollar, like if you don't work and you don't earn money, that's a separate situation. So if that's the only way you're going to earn money, I can understand him being in a position where he's looking at that office and it's empty, they're gone, but you workers, I could sort of see him looking at that as, you know, not right, unfair, any way you want to put it, especially if that's the only way he can get money. You understand? Yeah. And doesn't have paid leave.
Yeah.
That's a tough situation, man, because I talked about this with someone else who's working, but his wife and his kids are all at home, and she's showering him. She is taking his clothes off, literally going, and I don't think you can overreact at this point with anything, but she's literally taking his clothes off the minute he walks through the door, like taking the putting him in the shower as soon as he gets there. She's got the water running, and that's just the way they're handling this, to his point, when he is at work and possibly, you know, in line of you know, being in now that's shut down. That's since shut down. He's not an essential business. But that at the point, you know, he's still working, and she's showering him every time he comes to the door. That's a lot of us right now.
Yep, no doubt about it. Let's go to Raymond. Raymond, you're on.
Hey guys, what's up? Yes, sir. F COVID-19, and to the other guy, I would say that more so on his company. Not mad at Mayor Strickland. Mm-hmm. He should be mad at his company, because if they can say, okay, you need to be here and you don't, that's on them. That's not necessarily on the mayor. But, hey, I get it. You know, we got to be safe. And my issue is with the ignorant people, like just trying to make this political and this is Trump. I'm like, look, this started in another place. It didn't start here.
Mm-hmm.
It's here now. So be smart. Be in the middle. Don't go crazy against, you know, with the media, but then don't take it lightly either. That's the only way we're going to get through this, y'all, and I'm out.
Yep, Raymond. Thanks.
Well said, Raymond.
535-3776-535-ESPN. You want to get your thoughts in on COVID-19, how it's you know, made everything difficult.
I heard you tell the story. Sam asked you about how we're gonna be able to pay our bills.
Yeah,
it sounded like it was a very serious question from her.
Well, I mean, I think,
but you comforted her. It sounded like
my I don't know about you, but my mind tends to race at night. Right, like I tend to get in the weeds a little bit more at night when it's just like you're just idle and you're not working and you don't have anything to do. But and I think that's what she was doing. And
I think
her,
that question she asked you is being asked all over Memphis, well, of husbands and wives everywhere.
And I honestly, I had to have a real moment with her. I was like, we're not even, let's worry when we have to worry. You know, like we're still coming to the radio station. I still have, you know, I'm intact right now. You're intact right now.
It's a blessing.
And there are so many Americans, there are tens of millions of Americans who are worried about that. There are legitimately millions of Americans right now who don't know how they're going to do it because they don't have those stimulus checks yet. Mm-hmm. And so I just think, I just told her, you know, let me handle the anxiety for us both because I got enough of it. You know what I mean? Let me handle that. So that's kind of where it was. But you're right. I mean, that's, you know, that is where we are right now in America.
It's the question that I think we're asking ourselves the most. Like, are we going to make it? You know, are we going to be able to pay these bills? And hopefully the answer is yes, you know, in most of those cases, but we know there will be so many where the answer is no. And these checks, these stimulus checks, and at least from what you've read right now, not expected to come before May. So it's going to be a tough road for many of us.
It is. Let's go to Peter. Peter, you're on.
All right, so F COVID-19, yep. F Clay Travis. He's been listening to too much Jeffrey Wright. He didn't tell the story. He tells his story. And then, you know what, F the NCAA, too. We just got, if we F in everything, then let's just F everything. Except, John, we all bored out here. Get some more Periscope action for us. Keep us all entertained. Do the Lord's work.
There you go.
I hope you understand, Peter. I got to direct my audience to this station right here. Because
no doubt.
I still got to keep that check coming. I mean, I hope y'all understand. Maybe again someday.
Respect.
Someday. But, yeah, I got to put the Periscopes on the pause for now. But I appreciate it, man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, 535-3776-535-ESPN. You want to get your thoughts in on COVID-19 and why it sucks. Let's go to Vincent. Vincent, you're on.
Hey, I got a couple points to make. I hope you let me finish it. I'm sitting up here at a Wendy's restaurant, and this guy didn't have a car, and he tried to walk up to the window to order some food, and they wouldn't let him because he didn't have a car.
Mercy.
And so as I'm a goodwill gesture. I got my food. I heard what was happening. So I said, hey, dude, look, I'll go back around and get you a meal and just I'm going to pay for it. It's like he just wanted a four for $5. I'm paying for it. But that's an interesting perspective to think that you can't walk up to a window to buy something. He just didn't have a, you know, transportation. And the second thing I want to say, everybody's grown, so I can't tell a grown person what not to do. But I'm going to tell you something. We need to be careful about using profanity alone through this season because profanity is really nothing more than cursing, which is the opposite of blessing. Now, you can take that and do whatever you want to do with it, but think about it. If I said, God damn it,
yeah, that's
real fast, basically the worst position that a person could be in right now is to be damned by God. And I'm going to let everybody do whatever they want to do with it. You may not be religious. You may not think it's anything, but we are made in God's image, and we create our world with our mouth. So I just want to put that out there. But let's just do a goodwill gesture to people because there's some struggling people out and bought gas this week. I done gave money for groceries. There's a lot of hurting people, and we got to be sensitive to this situation. We got to work together.
Yep.
Thank you for your time.
Vince, thanks for the call. 535-3776-535-ESPN. Let's go to IC. IC, you're on.
Hey, fellas, how y'all doing?
What's up, man?
I was just saying, man, we just need to – I'm listening to people's opinion here. We just have to be very cautious during these times. I work in the court system, man, and going to work, you know, we're not seeing people that are out of custody, but we're still dealing with the people who are in custody, listening to their cases and stuff, man. And it's a scary time because we don't know what they're contracting in the jail, and then you're coming up, and now we're doing basically everything on video right at this point, which I'm glad that we are doing that. But I'm just be careful, man. I see people... you know, not taking this serious, you know, just thinking this is a joke. We don't know how long or what can occur. So I'm just asking, when Mayor Strickland and Mayor Harris got on and talking, they asking the people to follow these guidelines. Just take heed to it.
Yep. Hey, I see.
Make us all safer if you do that.
Thanks, everybody who called in today. And we'll like we said, we're going to make this a regular thing.
Yeah, it's a regular thing. It ain't easy for John having to. Let's put that out there, too. So we're a little slow. We're going to get to it. John's pulling double duty, trying to talk and pull the calls up at the same time. That's what we're doing in this time. But I like we said yesterday, it feels like there's value in folks being able to vent. And they want to vent because they're calling in. So we're going to continue to do it as long as as long as you've got something to say about COVID-19. We can do it with or without curse words, whatever makes you feel comfortable, right? Well, certainly no audible curse words.
Yes. I
understand. That's why we said F.
Yes.
COVID-19. That's it. I think we're all on the same page, man. Most of us are, at least. We're frustrated. We're all feeling the same things. We're all, you know, we can't get away from our kids. Just hold it. Just keep it together. Pray if that's what does it best for you, brings you peace. It certainly works for me. But do whatever it takes to protect yourselves. And stop being so offended. Stop being so offended by others. It's okay to disagree, to think somebody's an absolute fool, and you don't have to call them that. Like we can disagree.
Yep.
You understand what I'm saying? You get into curse words, calling them names, all that stuff. Let's just try to be as civil as we can. I know it's frustrating. It's harder to do with each day, but it's important right now.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.